7 minutes to 8 o'clock. Welcome back to Radio Islam International. A group of international lawyers, researchers and activists today filed a complaint with the African Commission on Human and People's Rights seeking the revocation of Israel's observer status at the African Union. So to tell us more, we are joined on the line live from Mozambique. We are joined by Nadeem Mohammed, who is a South African lawyer, part of the coalition against the Israel AU observer status. So firstly, Nadeem, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Wa alaikum salam, Mulana. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Jazakallah khair for joining us on Radio Islam. Nadeem, lawyers and activists have petitioned the AU to overturn Israel's observer status. Tell us more regarding this.
Very quickly, Mulana. It's a very complicated and intricate process, in fact. So there doesn't actually appear to be a specific rule or procedure through which one could actually activate or access the commission directly. Remember, the AU makes a decision, and that decision is then fundamentally promulgated or regulated through the commission, the African Commission on Human and People's Rights. So what this group of lawyers sought to do was to actually hold and find the commission's decision incompetent for purposes of its ruling allowing Israel observer status, and we then seeking that the commission withdraw its decision to do so, and that the AU then stand by that withdrawal and say that what they've done is a mistake for all intents and purposes.
So Nadeem, let's take a step back. How did apartheid Israel get observer status in the first place? Nadeem, can you hear us?
Malana, sorry, you're breaking up a little bit.
Okay, let me just
repeat that, please.
Let me repeat the question. Let's take a step back. How did apartheid Israel get observer status in the first place then?
So, Mulana, that is fundamentally one of the main questions that we've sought a response on. As part of our investigation, what we did was, the first stage was to seek discovery. Discovery being, was there a voting system? Was there a sitting? And in that sitting, what member states were present? And if there were member states, was there any motion passed? And if there was a motion, what is the nature of that motion? And fundamentally, what's the mandate in respect of the status of this observer status of Israel? Remember that observer status has to be actually mandated. So in essence, it comes out in the practice directive, which happens every year from the commission directly. So we don't actually know the answer to that question. And that's fundamentally one of the main and foremost things that we are seeking to understand. Once we have that information, then we can be in a better position to challenge and combat it from a merit and legal point of view.
So for the benefit of our listeners on Radio Islam, tell us more about the coalition to get Israel kicked out. How was this set up to get all the players on board?
So Stanley Cohen is a barrister in New York. You will know Stanley Cohen. He's appeared on your show sometime before. Shibna Mayat, Advocate Shibna Mayat, also part of this coalition, who often does a lot of good work on international matters such as these. They contacted us, or Stanley contacted myself and Shibnam, who worked together on many matters, political activist related matters, and then asked us to compile a group of individuals who would be able to assist in dealing with this. Because it's the African Commission on Human and People's Rights, he wanted it to come directly from South Africa or from Africa. So what we then did is we roped in the PSA, the Palestinian Solidarity Alliance, and then the MRN Media Review Network, and they became the complainants as representatives of the Palestinian people, and obviously the voice of Muslim people around the world. They then became the complainants, and we drafted over 230-page book, basically detailing the abuses, the human rights abuses, and the atrocities that Israel has exacted upon the Palestinian and other people around the world, specifically in Palestine and the Gaza and the West Bank. And that's how it was formulated. And on the basis of that, we decided to get to work and to put this together, which alhamdulillah went through, and it was duly filed on the 16th of September before the commission. And the commission has acknowledged, has responded acknowledging a receipt of the complaint. So we just now have to put our foot down and our heads down and ensure that something comes of it, inshallah.
Inshallah. Nadeem, you are a South African lawyer and also part of the coalition and very active in this. So in your opinion, what are the chances of Israel losing its observer status? Surely they must have funded some initiative in Africa to gain the status?
That's a very, very good question. And that's something that we are desperately trying to discover now. in respect of optimism and whether or not I'm optimistic as to the prospects of success, to be very honest, I'm not. The African Union and the African Commission has in the past, specifically in respect of dockets that we have lost with them, quite simply just postponed and postponed and postponed the hearing of the sitting at the annual sitting or at the specific sitting that they would ordinarily vote at, something of this nature. But this communication specifically, what we've done here, we've done something different. What we've done is we've made sure that media houses around the world, social media houses around the world, activists on social media with somewhere in the region of 8 or 10 million followers have got this document. We compiled the document into a soft copy link, and we've uploaded that link onto social media so that it's accessible to thousands of people. And already since the 16th of September to now, it's been downloaded over 250 times. So that's really the type of pressure that we're going to utilize to place onto the commission in order to have some sort of result or some sort of response back in the affirmative. And really speaking, that's the only way we're going to be able to put substantial pressure on the commission in order to remove Israel's observer status. And subsequently to say it does not align with the feelings and the freedoms of African people. And for that purpose alone, it cannot be that Israel remain having observer status in Africa.
Nadeem, unfortunately, time does not allow us to continue further, but Jazakallah for all the insight and detailed report. Hope to catch up with you again, and you can continuously give us update regarding what's happening.
Anytime, Mulana, inshallah, that will be our pleasure.
Jazakallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Wa alaikum salam. Barakallah.